Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
$1 trillion float. A $1 trillion float. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. A $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You 100% healed. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are ripe for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me. And you owe me $1 billion flow.
$1 billion flow night. This is Bishop. I'm coming to you. We're talking about the $1 trillion flow. More money, more money. I want to talk about economics tonight. Talk about where is the money, who got the money, who's supposed to have the money. You know, the Congress back in the day, so they were going to give us 40 acres and a mule. 40 acres and a mule. I don't want the mule, give me a John Deere tractor. But since they're going to give us 40 acres and a mule as reparation, and this is what our ancestors worked and did, we didn't get paid. They brought them in handcuffs and worked them in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. In Mississippi, they picked cotton. In Louisiana, they cut sugarcane black folks. And throughout the South got rich off of black blood, black tears. I know y'all don't want to hear it, but I got to tell it. You know, you sit at your house thinking everything's all right, but it ain't. We go a long way. The $1 trillion flow, let me say it slow. The $1 trillion flow supposed to be coming to you and me. Now, what I want to say tonight, once you get your pencil and paper, now I want you to plant a seed, and I want you to do it quick, fast, whoa, in a hurry. Thank you, Kansas. I tried to get in contact with Gary Wayne. I don't know where he was at. I wanted him to plant a seed quick, fast, and you tell the Bishop talked about him on the radio. I couldn't get him. I want him to plant that seed. Now, this is what I want you to do. Thank you, Kansas. I'm going to talk about the financial covenant that with God. But before I do that, I want to talk about the prophecy for 2023. Earthquake in California, flood in California, storms back-to-back repeat. Okay, in the Midwest, that means Chicago, Minnesota, down in Mississippi, Arkansas, we're going to have flood in April. Okay, and it's another tornado on its way. And I said, repeat. I'm going to say threepeat. So if they're coming in threes, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is the month of St. Michael. March is the month of St. Michael. Archangel Michael is the angel this month. Whatever month, you got an angel. And them that born in March, the angel is Archangel Michael, one that fight evil. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And it said the angels, Michael and his angels, fought the devil. And Michael and them won out. So you got to have a Saint Michael on your side, along with your angel. Now, I'm going to do a YouTube on angels. But I want to say that to you. Okay, this is, I'm looking at some of the props, the floods back-to-back, electric storms happening. People, light was off in Detroit for a whole week, and the light was off down in Houston and the dread. So I want to say this him. Bad weather is all over from the West Coast to the South Coast, from the East Coast to the North Coast. They got bad weather. Now, this ain't happened yet, but we're going to have hurricanes back-to-back in Florida, and people got to leave Florida and come up to Alabama and come up closer because there's going to be so much water coming in Florida. That's going to happen in some part of April, but it's going to happen in 2023. So what I'm saying to you, there's going to be sightings of UFOs. You're going to see them in North Dakota and in Mississippi, Illinois. You're going to see, people just going to see flying objects. You know, and we know that the government don't want to tell us that, but you're going to experience strange folks disappearing. Y'all better hear what I'm saying? I'm talking prophecy. I want to say this. All the people that got the shot, got the COVID shot, now they find out it come from China. I already know it was man-made. I already know that. It wasn't made by God. It was man-made. Man would destroy himself. But one man took the shot. He couldn't walk. Now they find out the shot give you a heart attack. It'll mess with your liver, your lungs. And he said, Bishop, what to do about this? This is what I want you to do. I want you to drink water. I got an herbal tea that you got to call me. I'm going to get to you over there. I'm going to give it to wash your body out where you can wash that stuff off of you because that stuff giving people heart attack, stroke. One lady, a doctor, but since she took that COVID stuff, she's been having heart trouble and been having problems with her liver. And I know a gentleman, he took two shots. He's 61. He can walk for 3 days. I know a lady took the shot. She's been having anxiety attacks. Now, if you took the shot, you got to know how to get it out of your system. And I got an herb that God had given me with the answer for you to use to get that out of your system where you can come back normal. Y'all believe what I'm saying? And if you don't call, you don't get it. Okay? I know if you're concerned, you'll call about it. If you got a need, I want you to go to my website. The night is the $1 trillion flow night. But you go to my website, go to Cash Out, put the money sign and put Bishop, T3T, and send your seed because I want you to have a harvest in March because in April I want you to start your business. I see somebody right now, your business is going to start in April or May. Going to be very successful. I ain't going to call no name, but I'm looking at 4515, your business is going to go. I'm going to give you some scriptures. What else I want to talk about? I got so much to prophesy him. I see a plane falling, coming into the United States or going. It ain't happened yet. I see another train turning over. Now, for the train that in Ohio, all that land is corrupted. People stay in that, where them trains at, blowed up. They're going to get canceled. Long time ago, it's better for them to sell that property and move up out of there because the railroad been lying, talking about the water is clear. It's not clear. The answer is not clear. Prophecy for 2023, prophecy for 2024, people going to be boarding a space trying to go to the moon, okay? And you're going to find out things going to start falling out the air because they got too much of junk up in space. It's going to start falling out the air. Different spaceships they put up 5-10 years ago going to start falling out. Okay, Trump will be indicted, but Trump going to run for president. Okay, he's going to do that. Okay, and I want to just say that it's one of my prophecies. Bears are in Africa and Egypt. They're going to find moon. With all the stuff in Egypt, they're going to find it this year, last of this year, going into the next year. This is prophecy. And people now, they're going to find out a lot of young folks is losing their mind because they're using this e-cigarette stuff you smoke and messing with your mind. And then they're taking these drugs that they're lacing with the cocaine. They're going to find a lot of them dead, a lot of murder going on because the system and the, there's going to be some more shooting in the schools, in the colleges, and in churches because Congress has not banned the assault weapons. St. Luke 18 and 27, all things are possible with God. I want you to get ready. And it's another scripture I wrote down. Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. And I want that to be a blessing for you. And I want to tell you, God has not given you the spirit of fear tonight. And I want to give you that 2 Timothy 1 and 7. You name it, you can claim it. You don't name nothing, you don't get nothing. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to leave that on. Now, I want you to plant that seed tonight. Go to your computer and hit cash out and send that $5, $10, $20. I just want to see who is obedient. You know, who was sin. The first seven people sin, go to cash out and send it. I want to tell you, the finance can open up for you. It's a floodgate. Can open up for you. I want to talk about the financial covenant, God's financial covenant. Those that go to my website, the Seed Abraham, those site, and send a seed. Now, some of you say, and if you want to send it quick, you want something to happen fast, I see one young lady, your car, all you got to do is go see, they're going to give you the car. Your business is on the way. The devil trying to stop you from opening up your business. Your mother came to me and said with me, said, Bishop, keep pushing them to open up this business. Thank you, kind spirit. Because that was going to get the family together. I ain't calling no names, but if you on the air, you know who I'm talking to. Thank you. I would say this. The Seed of Abraham Divine Spiritual Ministry, financial covenant from God. I'm going to get your pencil and paper. I'm going to give you some scriptures to write down to open up your financial door, the $1 trillion flow. That's what I'm talking about, the $1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion flow.
From LA to Miami. Now, if you notice, everything I'm saying on that record, you can get that tape if you want it. Call the bishop, send me the tape of the $1 trillion. And Mary, you can get it. Because there's going to be a lot of work in Florida, a lot of work in Los Angeles. They got 8 feet of snow. Now they're getting four more feet. Not inches, feet of snow. And I want to tell you, God is trying to wake you up, man. God is trying to wake you up, woman. Whatever you're doing, stop and say, God, what is my assignment? God is showing us something in 2023. All the evil that's gone, God is showing us something. It's time for us to take hope. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. I want you to get ready and get your pencils and paper. I want you to write this number down. I want you to write this name down. Them that want a financial blessing. And let me see. I'm talking to the spirit now. Spirit, Holy Spirit, what my bell? Holy Spirit, thank you. The spirit's a Hebrew 11 and 1. Revelation 13, verse 2 and 3. Genesis 50, Psalm 21. St. Luke 8, chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. God, financial covenant for you. You have not because you ask not. Proverbs 65, verse 11. Psalm 65, verse 11. I want you to get ready to oversee a blessing. I'm praying for you that call me from Atlanta and those that call me from Miami. I'm praying. And I'm praying for the lady that lost her son. And she asked me, was he dead or alive? I didn't want to tell her. I told her to call the station and call the radio station. All is well. And I want to tell you, he overdosed. And they hid him, but he'll be found for this month gone. Thank you, Chinese Spirit. I want to tell you tonight, business, and you asking God for a breakthrough. This is the $1 trillion flow night. The $1 trillion flow. More money. And what you mean by it, you need money to do what you need to do with. I'm rich, you ain't rich. Our ancestors will make us rich. My book, The Miracles of Jesus, you can get it. My prophecy book, it said, The Seed of Abraham Ministry Prophecy for 2022, 23, 24, and 25. And my subject is A Strong Black Family. And I want to share this with you tonight. Put down 1, 2, 3. Put that down. Put down 1, 2, 3. But I'm going to give you a prophecy. And this prophecy means that if you don't do what it says, it ain't working for you. I see death and murder all over. I talked to a lady. They prayed for a son in jail. Another lady called me out of California. So they found a mother in the house. They couldn't get to the house. She had passed. God is on the throne, people. You got to listen to what God's saying. God is speaking to you, telling you something. You have to listen to what he's saying. He's saying something to you. Now, I want to tell you tonight, by going to the spirit realm tonight, I say. Financial covenant. God promised you a trillion flow. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. But you got to know that when you plant a seed, you're going to get a blessing. And when you plant that seed, doors will open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what's going to happen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I decree my financial wealth, my covenant from my ancestors, 20 generations. I call for the financial blessing I need for my business, for my family. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. And I'm being a servant of God. I'm asking for my own, my health, my finance, where I may be able to help somebody else. I say. Father, Son, and Mother, I wanted to pray of God. You send for me to Bishop. I need the financial covenant. I got it all wrote down and you can get it. I want you to write this down because I want something to happen quick this month. Master Musa. The richest black man in the world, ain't nobody been richer than him. Bill Gates, all of them, is under a little bit of Mitchell to this man, Master Musa. That's MASTERMUSA. Master Musa, the richest black man in the world. I'm calling on his spirit, I say, to help you in your business. Whatever business, young lady says she's starting a new business, I'm helping you with it. Young man said you want to start a business. It's going to help you with it. Exodus 23:20. The angel Michael will come to you and will open up doors for you. Step to the next level is for success. Revelation 22:1. Proverbs 4:22. Genesis 17:5. St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else he'll give you, whatever you need. The reason you ain't getting nothing, you ain't letting nothing out. You got to open up and say, I'm going to plant this seed. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Get ready for a breakthrough, Jerry. Get ready for the Hebrews 4:12-14. Psalm 3, the trillion flow. You said, well, what? God got doing something, and you can't back down because somebody's so stubborn. They don't understand that God have given you a spirit of truth and gave you a spirit of knowledge. Now, I'm do some quick prophesy. Get your pencil. I'm going to 01:39, Psalm 23, Psalm 5. God going to work for you in the finance department. I'm going to 64:92, Psalm 51, 50, I'm talking about finance. I say your money. I'm going to, 21:17, that's money for you. Psalm 21, Psalm 44, Pearl, that's money for you, Pearl. I'm still saying that they said ain't. Why don't you have somebody to look and check? That's money title for you. I'm going to 33:93, Psalm 17 and Psalm 10. There's a business that you've been running from. You got to do it. Help your wife, help her. Because if you don't do it, she gonna do it. You got to help her how to deal with it. She wanna set up a business and she wanna buy some property. And right now, what she wanna do, I'm gonna tell you what scripture to read. Now I'm going to 45:15. Psalms 24:28, I want to tell you that it's time for you to plant your seed, and it's time for you to get it, because in April, your business is going to be up and running, okay? But in April, throughout, coming from Illinois to Missouri, down, all the way down to the Gulf, there's going to be floods. They're going to have floods in California. Mudslides and floods. What does that mean? The earth is moving. The earth is rotating itself. And those that got knowledge of God, you're going to see a change in a lot of stuff that's going on. Those that got the knowledge of God. Glory, hallelujah. The trillion flow is coming your way. Get ready to receive the trillion flow, because the trillion flow go 30-30, Psalm 37:01, your trip going to be very successful, okay? I'm going to 20:20, Psalm 27:30, and I want to tell you, young man, the business you want to go in is going to grow. You've been in that business, it's going to grow for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm talking about the trillion flow tonight. I'm talking about when you said, Bishop, why we need money. You need money. The reason other races is in front of you, black man, is because they got reparation. The government gave them money. The government gave the Jews money, Italian money. They gave the Koreans money. They giving the Arabs money now. They bring these people over here. They giving them money, food stamps. Cyber money, that's the money that you pay your tax on. And you should be able to get some of that money. I know. All right. Step to the next level, Genesis 13:2-3. Matthew 13:8, the trillion flow. I want you to get rid of Proverbs 13:2-3. Get ready for that door to open up for you. Because I see a financial blessing for you. I want, God told me to tell you tonight that he want to make you a supply house. Put down supply house. Philippians 4:19. Put that down, Philippians 4:19. God said, whatever you do, God said he's going to make it, going to make people come to you for help. And you're going to have the resources to help. Whatever they want, you're going to be able to help them. Now, a supply house. Let me say it again. God want to make you a supply house. What I'm talking about? Information, something people need, something people want. God's going to give you the knowledge. Might be your family member. It might be somebody you don't know. Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13. Let me say it again. Philippians 4:13 and Philippians 4:19. God want to make you a supply house. What that means, whenever you need something, God's going to give it to you. Whatever you need, God's going to give you the resource to help somebody else. See, that's what the prophet did. I want you to go to, I'm seeking for my miracle. I'm seeking for my breakthrough, my miracle. Luke 6:38 and Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Whatever you want, God got what you want, God what you need. But I want you to make an effort to plant a seed for your need. Go to my website, thefeedabrahamyolasite.com. Do that quick fast. And if you do that, I'm going to make sure I get the miracle of Jesus to you. I'm going to get the financial covenant to you. And I want to go to 3. Expect. Seeking for your miracle. I want you to expect your miracle. Expect your new home. Expect what God's going to give you. Mark 11:29 and St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and things going to work for you, because it's to expect. And when you expect a miracle, put down Exodus 23:20, because the angel going to bring it to you and give you the knowledge how to do what you want to do. All is well. You know, I was talking to a young man, and he said, Bishop, I'm hurt that Willie Wilson voted for the white guy over the black guy. As a brother, it's all about finance, okay? But black folks think white folks got money. The money they got is the money they stole from your ancestors. If you work hard, and look, until they do right, let me say this again. Until they do what they're supposed to do, it's going to be flood back-to-back, storm back-to-back. They got to release these people out of jail. They'd be political prisoners. And all this killing and murder going on. They're selling guns. They're selling dope. Now it's okay for you to get reefer. And they smoking the e-cigarette, have an accident. All that of evil. Y'all believe what I'm saying? But I want you to get ready for God to break down the barriers of the devil. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. In 2023, you're going to see some things. In 2024, you're going to know some things. In 2025, you're going to the next level. The divine healing coming from God. The $1 trillion flow. You said, what happened in California? People got to go to work. They got to build some new houses. They got to build some new roads. What's going to happen in Florida? What's going to happen in Arkansas? What's going to happen in Missouri, part of Illinois? Come this water starts to go. You're going to have floods coming from the north going south. Now, you can put your money on that. That's happening. So where it ain't no job, there's going to be plenty of jobs. And people that did evil things going to be caught up. Now, you got these young baby kids, and these baby kids snatching and grabbing. saying that's all right, because ain't nobody trying to, mama's doing something else. But I want to tell you that all that's going to come to an end, okay? Because the Bible says the wage of the sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And what I'm saying to you, they got to straighten up and get it right. And if you're part of that, you got to be able to know prophecy come to tell the truth. And when prophecy come, destruction come. Didn't I tell you last month they're going to have floods and tornadoes in California? And it's on its way, you can't stop it. Then I tell you planes gonna be dropping out the air, fires, trains, we gonna fix it. It's more trains gonna have accidents. I'm scared if the people don't regulate it in one of these big cities, killing people. So I've been saying stop the killing, save the babies. But it's a $1 trillion business selling rifles and guns to kids. What I'm saying, ban the assault rifle all over the country. Don't nobody kill like America. Now it's out of control. It's out of control. You got kids going to school, they're getting ready for prison. That's all they're going to school. They want to fight the teacher, bringing guns to school, shoot the teacher. They fight the principal. What about the kids, mama and daddy? Huh? You see what happened over in Mexico. The cartel took them, the ones that killed them people, the cartel beat their tail and laid them out, so these the ones did it. Mafia said, lock them up, because we didn't authorize that. See what I'm telling you, black man and black woman got to wake up. Now, I'm watching the Chicago race, Jerry. I'm just going to see where black folks at. You know, do they stick together? I see where Jesse Whiteman supported somebody else. I see where Sawyer Ottoman supported somewhere else. I'm saying, if we hate each other so we can't support each other, we hate our color so that we think can't nobody do nothing for us but somebody white, is we that dense? I don't know. But the wage of sin is death, and I want to tell you, you can have your business. You can be successful. You can finish college and school. You can be a doctor. You ain't got to sell drugs all your life. You ain't got to steal all life. And you teaching kids how to snatch and grab. They're going to snatch and grab, and they're going back to jail and be in prison. That's what happened. The murder is among us. Do you know more killing? They're going to find out 12 and 13 shooting kids and stuff like that. The lady tried to stick up a guy pregnant. They shot and killed him, and the boys that was with her broke and run. It's a change taking place in the atmosphere. Can't you feel it? I was talking to Eliza, and Eliza's over the gatekeeper of Florida. Florida just brought it, opened it up to what's going on. In Louisville, Kentucky, the police got a pattern, arresting blacks, messing with blacks, stopping more blacks. That got to come to a stop. See, that got to come to a halt. See, that's racism. We still got racism in America, whether you believe it or not. So you have to understand there's going to be an earthquake in Russia, in Alaska. And that's going to be the war in the Middle East. We got the war in Ukraine right now. There's a war going to be over in Israel. It started. There's going to be a war with China. There's going to be about 4 different wars going on at once. Okay? And I'm telling you now, I just experienced a plane falling out the air. And I just see all that's going on because people ain't taking time to do what they need to do. So that's one of the things. That's some of my prophecy that's going on. I want you to get ready for a door to open up for you and get ready for the trillion flow. Don't forget, go to my seed. That's the seed, avamgoeslife.com, and plant a seed for your house. If you want to harvest March, you need to plant the seed. Go to Cash Out, Bishop TTT, and give your donation, whatever you're going to give.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from L.A.
flow
to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow. New Orleans, Billsville, Memphis, $1 billion flow. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People have melanin. You ask not, you have not. We ask you for without. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Dusab. I'm talking $1 trillion flow, the slave train. Talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill up in New York. Up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You 100% healed. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my melon to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Florida, maybe you're in Canada, but you're in the $1 billion world. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana, which are about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you to rise up and be brilliant. I'm rich because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right now. Tell somebody I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. So I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire. $1 trillion flow.
From
LA to Miami.
I want to say this. Going into the next election, whoever going to be the president got to talk about reparations. We got to deal with feeding our folks that's in the business. We don't poke the big when our ancestors just give our ancestor wealth. And this is, Jerry, if the money, if they were to give 40 acres and a mule, this would have come to $100,000 and $44 trillion. $44 trillion. They ain't about to give us that. But we got to get our reparation where we can go what we need to do. We got to go that way. That's what got to happen.
On the American holistic horizon. They have come here to define the nations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth, but we have come. We have come here because we share a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment, like the prophet of old. We have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new move. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington. We spent our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here, campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964. Because we cannot stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Cold Warism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted, and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of age on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white. The poor black and white are still perishing on the lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to our dream deferred? It leads to a bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. All the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites. The only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself. I could not for the life of me have less patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I never liked me. Upon our radiant promises of progress,
have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools
and obtaining basic literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with AST stores for 750 jobs through FDLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket. We had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kennedy and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel them through the machine control poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. With this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brothers, our funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of good. It is a time of double talk when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We cry out against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve and all decrease in allowance to make women richer. Single Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton. No provision is made to feed the Kenneth farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. Crowning achievement in hypocrisy. Those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land grant colleges. They were provided with agriculture agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farm. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. These are the same people who now save the black people whose ancestors brought to this country in chains, who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate a bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. The world is 1906. W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line.
Thank you.